Another great conversation with Colton Vaught, Dale Wiley Show on Facebook and YouTube.
And there we are. And now we're live.
Let's go.
Now I've got to get up this better because you've got to see this better because you will love it.
I like it already.
All right. You'll like it even more when you see it.
Oh, you know I like that. Dang. Hey, Dale, you're figuring out the tricks and the traps, bro.
I'm figuring it out, man. Certainly am.
That's and nice. So, I think it looks good.
So anyway, how is the pro wrestling career?
Pro wrestling's awesome. We're going to have some good stuff coming at people here pretty soon, and that's all I can say about it. We'll definitely keep everybody up to speed. Make sure you stay on my social media, Colton Vaught or Vaught Colton or Colton Darren Vaught. You just click one of the three alter egos and you'll find me.
Colton Vaught is must-see TV. Definitely.
Hey, if it's in the print, it isn't a lie. You see it right there. Exactly. I have a couple things I can talk about.
Let's talk.
For one, I have a grappling match. It's okay. It's going to be a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu match. It's put on by Velox Fight League. That is going to be, I believe that is in Olathe, Kansas on February 26th. Okay. You can buy tickets for that at Eventbrite. I shared that on my Facebook page. I think I also shared it on Instagram, and it's also on the Velox Fight League page. Okay. Go check that out. Go spam that. Another good announcement I have is it's more geared for you, Dale. This is something I dug in the attic like I told you I would. And this is one of the original copies of Wrestling News.
Okay.
Right there. And I guess that's the – I think it says Captain on there.
Right. I don't know who Captain. That is.
Oh, yes. I'm trying – I need your help. I can't – I don't think it's my dad.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think it's my dad. I was looking at it.
Right.
Let me good. Look at it. I mean – Yeah. Let me. I'm trying to square it up with a camera.
I don't know who that is.
They got that flex on, though. I mean, they got that Hulk Hogan going.
Definitely.
Look at
so, are there other pictures in there?
Oh, man. Well, let me hit you up. You might be able to help me with this one.
Sure.
Of course, there's an interview with the junior heavyweight champion. That's on page one.
All right.
Right there. That's the American Dream. Kelly Vaught asked him, who do you hate the most? The American Dream responded, the general. KV asked why. He said because he is a low down dirty rat. You'll find good stuff like this everywhere, Dale. This Definitely. Is a good read. This is a good read. There's also I didn't even see this one. I didn't make it this far. Apparently at the time the heavyweight champion was Wildfire. Okay. And that is Matthew Voiles.
Okay.
That's who that is. We got it. We got an interview with Matthew Voiles right here, and we need to get him on and talk to him.
Definitely. Maybe do
interview. Oh, yeah. Interview. I don't know if he still goes by Wildfire, Matthew. If you're watching this and you still go by Wildfire,
right?
I don't think you should have ever left it. I think you should have stuck with Wildfire,
exactly,
because that's a one of a kind name right there.
Absolutely.
And it looks like you are a bad guy as well. The other picture I have right here, I don't know if you can help me. This is the Cruiserweight Champion. I'm going to try and get a little bit closer. Looks like they stacked up ready to go right there.
I don't know these pictures, but...
Man, I'm going to have to get... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, maybe I haven't even read. White Lightning. That's who that is. It's White Lightning and the General. So that's White Lightning and General right there. I wish... And then in the back, we have a straight-up ratings. I wish I knew who these people were. Okay. We got straight-up power rankings. Wow. I don't know how long y'all sat out here. I want to say that is dedication to make power rankings for every single...
We did a lot of this stuff. I'll tell you, there was more professionalism in this, in the everything we did, and so much was because of Kelly. And, you know, to me, what I remember is that for whatever reason... I guess that I offended Kelly's cousin, Chris Vaught. I guess that basically I did something that was seen as inappropriate towards Matt Chastain, who was Chris's partner.
Mad Dog and, Matt.
And Chris came in and just tried to take me out. Tried everything.
Oh, no.
Just, he was really on fire. And he was really insistent with me. And it was so, I'll tell you, it was like one of these things where he was like pounding my head against the floor. He was really going all over this place.
And hey, of course, hey, that's heat.
The '80s and there were no safety and no parents around. It was all just normal. But
hey, I want that might have been one of the greatest rivalries we never known about. Y'all, I wish y'all had cameras.
It definitely like drew me away from wrestling for a period. I was like, I'm not dealing with this anymore because he like beat my head and I'm like, this is not appropriate. Definitely.
It's always fun to wrestle until it's actually time to wrestle.
It was a lot of wrestling, I'll tell you that.
Hey, that's hilarious. But, you know, this thing actually, I was super impressed with how professionally this, like you said, yes. It really was.
I mean,
I even looked at the back, and there at the very back, there is an injury report for everything that went wrong. And right. A shout out to the sponsors.
Okay. And who was that? Who was the sponsor?
One of the sponsors was Tri-County area. So I think you guys you got all everybody in the Tri-County area apparently.
Absolutely. Sponsored. That sounds like
if you have them all. And then after that, it's the injury report and Wildfire, that's Matthew Boyles.
Right.
Wildfire broke his arm in a cage match. So Matthew, you got to be careful. You can't be breaking your arm in cage matches.
Absolutely. Definitely.
And American Dream broke some fingers by punching a locker. I don't know who the American Dream is, but I'm the anger you, issues
there
also.
There were injuries in this fake wrestling situation.
Right after the story you told me, I believe it.
Absolutely.
But it just really killed Chris
because of I had done something because Matt Chastain was smaller than the rest of us, and I did Absolutely. Something that was not appropriate, and I felt the wrath of Chris Paul. I sure did.
Dastardly, you were the bad guy.
I was for that day. I certainly was. And then I was the scared guy. I was scared and didn't come back for quite a while.
Oh my gosh, that's gold.
But that's just examples of the stuff that, like Aaron told you, is everything he did was big and memorable. And he was so into it. He was so into whatever he did to make it more fun and to make it more, you know, I'm wondering when you need to get Luke Minden on here. Definitely.
Hey, he's back. He's back. I saw him yesterday. I'll say I was down at Doug Minton's actually watching the Super Bowl at Doug Minton's house with Brenda and the whole family out there, and it was an incredible time. I got to see Luke, and you know he's back, and I think I'm gonna drag him on this show.
You need to. And you need to get him on here definitely.
I guarantee you, I can. I guarantee you, I can now.
If you're anything now, like your dad, I know you can. Let's just.
Well, now that he's within driving distance and he's not in Italy.
Right.
Oh, he knows. He knows he's screwed. He's on here now.
Well, what about his wife? Is she here too? I've heard about that stuff.
I don't believe she's here yet. I believe she'll be here in the near future. Hopefully, all goes well. I'm very excited to meet her as well. Hopefully, we can get them on there together. I'll throw them on there together. I have no problem with that.
But yeah, so fun. And so let's again highlight what are the matches that are going on that you're wanting to highlight.
The only thing I wanted to highlight at this time is the only thing I can say about in the near future is February 26th. Right. We have the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu match up in, I believe it's Olathe, Kansas. Once again, I'll have all the links on my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, all those social medias. You'll be able to get on there. I believe there's even a link that you can buy tickets, and I believe there might even be a live stream link. Don't quote me on the live stream link, I know for a fact it is. It's very good. If we had our Roku channel up, what would happen is boom, right there, Roku channel.
Right.
Those people would just click on it and be able to watch it. And that's another thing I wanted to highlight. Once again, we're still in works with the graphic designer. We'll have everything out soon. The Roku channel is going to highlight all those past matches, the matches that will be coming up, any live streams, any podcast.
The history of professional wrestling in Kelly Vought's world. And your dad's birthday is coming up because it's right after mine. Is that March 4th? Is that right? Or March 2nd?
March 4th. You've got
it. Okay. Because my birthday is February 28th. So we knew that we had a very similar birthday deal. And so
it was a party week. It was a party week when y'all were together.
You know, it always was. Everything is a party week, Kelly. I mean, just from those days on into the high school times, and just everything was fun.
I have another thing to tell you. This will be the last thing, and then I'll get off here. Hey, there's no need to put a cap on it. our coaches up there at Infinity Martial Arts, we have Brad Aaron, who's a black belt, Eric Decker, who's a black belt, and then there is a brown belt, which as far as rankings go, these are top. Black belt is as high as you can go, and then right under that is brown belt.
Right.
Well, we have a brown belt up there, and his name is David Johnson. Well, we did these podcasts, Dale, and he clicked on it, and that's when he found out who my dad was. You know, I've been training with him for a year now, and it's when he actually found out, and he stopped me, and he said, "I had no idea you were Kelly Vought's son," and then just started rattling off. I mean, story after story, and then he told his friend.
That's the effect your dad had on everybody.
It was truly incredible, Dale, and it just shows the platform that we have here and how many people we can really reach out to, and they can provide stories and they can reach to me. And it's incredible, Dale. And once again, I thank you for putting this all together and giving us the platform and the opportunity.
It's so fun to do it, and I'm so happy to have you on here. I'm glad that we didn't let my first time failure with not, you know, it's good that we got back on here and made it work. So,
we from the 417, we determined, Dale. We don't give up. We don't quit.
That is so great, and I'm so happy to have you on here, and we'll see you again soon. We've had a couple of weeks now. Be good to be back on a schedule, definitely.
Yes, sir. Mondays you can hear me and Dale. You can hear me and Dale chum it up.
Yes, definitely. All right. Talk to you later, man.
God bless everybody. Have a good one.
Dale Wiley Show on Facebook and YouTube.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on Ozark Jubilee.
There you go.
To the Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.